Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Are the White House and congressional Republicans nearing a deal to make next week's potential debt ceiling crisis go away? Maybe. CBS News learns they are getting close.
Sources familiar with the talks say the deal under discussion would cap overall federal spending levels for the next 2 years. Military and veterans funding would increase slightly next year, while domestic spending would dip slightly or remain flat. This deal, if it comes together, is also poised to take a $10 billion bite out of funding that Democrats passed last year to modernize the IRS. Republicans wanted to roll that $80 billion funding package back altogether.
CBS News Chief White House Correspondent Nancy Cordes. Big political development in Texas, where the Republican-controlled State House panel issues 20 articles of impeachment against Republican State Attorney General Ken Paxton. A House vote to recommend that the Texas State Senate remove him could come as soon as later today. In a federal courtroom in Washington, the longest prison sentence yet in the pro-Trump riot of January 6, 2021, that against Elmer Stewart Rhodes, leader of the so-called Oath Keepers, 18 years in prison.
In court, it was revealed Rhodes continues to rile his followers in jailhouse calls.
Is he going to continue trying to galvanize people around the country politically?
Only Rhodes can answer.
Another Oath Keeper convicted of seditious conspiracy, Kelly Meigs, was sentenced by the same judge to 12 years in prison.
CBS News correspondent Scott McFarland. Reminiscent of the bad old COVID era days, an LA area Starbucks is back to outgoing orders only, but for a very different reason. Here's KCAL TV's Jasmine Veal.
Customers at this Starbucks on Vineland and Ventura can no longer drink their coffee inside. Devlin Wilder, a regular at this store, says the decision to remove all the seating happened because employees didn't feel safe.
The baristas here have been harassed and otherwise confronted.
He says the store made the change a few weeks ago. This sign posted on the door read, "Our store is open for to-go orders. Indoor seating is not available."
Speaking of COVID, a new study identifies key symptoms that best define what is known as long COVID. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
People were more likely to have long COVID and more severe long COVID if they were infected with an earlier variant before Omicron. And they were more likely to have long COVID if they've been infected multiple times. Vaccination was protective against long COVID.
Current and future Ford electric vehicles will have access to Tesla charger stations. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
So here we have Jim Troupas, Dan Kelly, we got Michael Gableman, and the question is accountability, democracy, freedom. Are we going to let these forces who are hostile to democracy continue to try to take over our state? They may spout the value of freedom, but they don't want freedom.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Weekday afternoons, 2 until 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
This is a scam, and Tucker Carlson is one of the guys. He's one of the guys who said the election was stolen, Dominion voting machines are no good, on the air, but in the background, he's going, this is insane. This is a load of bull. The guy lies for a living. He lies with a straight face.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobity boom boom. Scobity dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
What state are you jealous of? 844-967-2789. And I mean that genuinely. If you live in Wisconsin right now, or I guess this could be if you live in any state, but sure. as far as the grass is greener, and you look over at a neighboring state or maybe a state further away and you're like, oh, they seem to be doing it right.
Why can't we be more like that?
Why can't we be more like that? And, you know, Wisconsin's a proud place. Wisconsin loves Wisconsin. We're very proud to live here. I think we're very quick to defend how great it is. We're very quick to be very proud when we get, and you know, one of our cities is on the top cities to live or whatever. We tap any kind of list. We probably kind of feel like an underdog sometimes, but Wisconsin loves Wisconsin. That is the number one thing I have recognized and probably exploited in some ways in my own career since moving back. But, you know, we also get very frustrated. And so, you know, we have these fun rivalries with our neighbors. We have names for the people who live below us in Illinois. We love to point out that the Vikings have never won a Super Bowl. I don't feel we fight with Michigan over who's really the Mitten State. Clearly us. We actually look like a hand.
Obviously,
they do not.
They should just give it back.
And you know, whatever's going on over in Iowa. But it's hard to deny when you are someone who champions policies that will help a lot of people and address some structural issues that are very popular, to look to your neighbor to the west and want to still poke fun at them, but also be like, well, you're doing something right. God dang it.
Wish it could be us. I wish we were more like you.
Of course, I am talking about Minnesota. And I will admit right now, as of yesterday, watching the Minnesota governor, Tim Walz, sign their $72 billion two-year budget that arguably could make a generational impact on the changes that they've decided to make and the things that they're investing in. And then I look at the chaos that is happening in our budget process and not go, the other side of the Mississippi doesn't look so bad right now.
I know.
And I hate admitting that, but you know, you got to give credit where credit is due, that in a singular legislative session, from my point of view, there's plenty of people who would disagree with me, what they have managed to get done in Minnesota is basically like the upside down world of what they've done in Florida this year.
Absolutely.
And the number one thing there's a lot, because I think arguably, because basically they just legalized marijuana.
Yes.
And that is huge. It is huge. But there is a ton of stuff that they've done. So basically, the wide-reaching measures of their budget include free school meals for kids, for K through 12 kids.
Those lazy
free
kids.
Tuition. Yeah.
Lazy.
Just handouts.
Six-year-olds just hanging around.
Free tuition at public colleges for students whose families earn less than $80,000 a year. A paid family and medical leave program, which we talked about last week. Health insurance, regardless of immigration status. Gun violence prevention, abortion protections, voting rights expansions. And as we said, legalizing marijuana. It is, I don't even know if that's everything, but that is a lot just by itself.
No kidding. And I am not certain about this, and maybe you know, do they have do the Democrats hold a huge majority in Minnesota?
No. No.
It's pretty, the Senate it's pretty has tight.
It's one seat in the Senate. So the Democrats took back control of state government, so the House, the Senate, and the governor's office for the first time in a decade after November's elections. And with a one-seat majority in the Senate, this is what they've been able to do. And now, as you might imagine, Minnesota is certainly less razor-thin than Wisconsin. But there is certainly a lot of Republicans and a lot of conservatives. It is still maybe a darker purple, like a blue or purple, but it's still purple. I mean, obviously, they haven't had all three chambers of the House in a decade. And so, you know, similar, I think, to how much Michigan's gotten done, because Michigan is in the same situation where they fixed their gerrymandering problem. They got fair maps in this last
cycle,
this last redistricting cycle, and all three of their chambers are also Democrats now, and they've gotten a lot of their wish list done. And conservatives, both Minnesota and Michigan, obviously not happy, obviously warning about what this will mean for tax burdens and, you know, if these programs will actually work. But I guess the only silver lining for how chaotic Wisconsin is right now is as more and more of our neighbors to the right of us, to the left of us, below us, Canada's a whole different story, so we won't talk about them, but to see how these programs work and how they're implementing these things and how what it brings to the state, what it brings to economic viability, what it brings to population and people moving there. And at least it gives us something to be able to point to, because I always come back to talking about Wisconsin and comparing it to Texas and Florida is apples and oranges. Talking about how we're comparing to our other regional states that have similar industries, that have similar climates, that have similar, boomerang type migration as far as people being from here and moving back, like it's just a lot easier to compare that than just saying, well, we should have no income tax because look at what it's doing for Florida.
Yeah.
And so my question to you, are you jealous of Minnesota right now? And if not, is there any state that you kind of eye that if you didn't love Wisconsin, but also if you didn't have family here and your job wasn't here, but, you know, you kind of look at it, you're like, well, I could see myself living there just based on whatever. Could be the weather, could be how they run their state. Is there a state that you are eyeing and or jealous of? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Because certainly for me today, I have to admit, I'm a little jealous of Minnesota.
That's okay, Kristen. You can admit it, so that's always an important step.
That is an important step. What about you? Is there a state that you look at sometimes and you're like,
yes,
where?
I've been feeling this the last couple. It's Michigan.
Really?
Yeah. I have a friend whose parents have a cottage on the other side of the lake.
So they get the sunsets.
So they get the sunsets. And the weather travels across the lake. So either last year or the year before when I was there, I watched this storm come across Lake Michigan for 3.5 hours. It was like sitting in surround sound. It was the coolest thing. It was the coolest thing. And Ann Arbor is a beautiful town. There's some lovely communities in Michigan. So I have Michigan envy.
Okay.
I admit it.
Okay.
I own it.
You admit it. I'm trying to think. I feel like I've had Colorado envy in the past. As far as it being a place where, you know, they kind of have everything. Although now Denver's getting to a point where it's like, it's so expensive, but Colorado seems to have a lot of good things going on. Massachusetts, it's actually on a lot of different scales is like the best state to live in as a woman when it comes to like paid leave and health outcomes and pay parity and all of these different economic outcomes for women. I remember reading about this once as far as like Massachusetts, good place for the ladies. And so certainly there's other places that I am jealous of just because, you know, there's parts of me that sometimes misses New York, but when it comes to policy and how they treat their people and the things that they're prioritizing, and also that if the way that you vote as an electorate reflects the values of a place, like so many of these policies come back to the objections to them is, I don't want to pay for something that doesn't benefit me. And there's just so much individualism that for me, I just don't recognize as far as why wouldn't we do what we can to take care of each other?
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Is there a state of which you are jealous? Scott from Chicago. Hey, Scott, joining us. What do you think, Scott?
Good morning. I feel like
Good morning. Part
of it comes from where you're moving or where you currently live, because I'm actually looking at moving to Milwaukee this summer from Chicago, because even though like my politics agree more with Illinois, it's just too expensive to live here anymore.
Yeah, totally.
So it's like,
well, we would welcome you, Scott.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. So it's like, well, I think there are definitely things that need to be changed with Wisconsin. It's like where I'm coming from. It's like, I think the long term. Paul,